Arena, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Sportsmanlike with Evan, Chris, and Michelle on ESPN Radio.
One, a Canadian-American citizen, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calls it an unintended military strike.
The charity World Central Kitchen says an Israeli airstrike hit its aid convoy as it traveled along a coastal road in Gaza. Images show a van carrying the organization's logo with a charred hole on its roof. World Central Kitchen's CEO says she's heartbroken and appalled. In a statement, the Israeli Defense Forces say they're trying to understand the circumstances of what they call this tragic incident. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A gag order in former President Trump's criminal case in New York is expanded to stop him from attacking the judge's daughter online anymore. Trump's accused of falsifying business records about hush money payments to former adult film star Stormy Daniels. And he's posted now a $175 million bond to partially cover the business fraud judgment against him, preventing New York State from seizing assets before he can appeal. Florida Supreme Court upholds a six-week abortion ban in the state and approves abortion and marijuana measures to be on the ballot for Florida voters in November.
The first measure would protect the right to an abortion. After the state, in back-to-back years, passed tougher restrictions, parents would be required to be notified before a minor could undergo the procedure. The second measure would determine whether or not to allow companies that grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. That essentially would make recreational marijuana use legal. The state had argued against placing either issue on the ballot for voters to decide. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
The owners of the cargo ship that took down the Key Bridge in Baltimore in a court filing deny any fault or neglect and seek a cap of nearly $44 million for any lawsuit payouts. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
A federal judge in Los Angeles says no to dismissing tax charges against Hunter Biden. Attorneys for the president's son argued federal prosecutors caved to pressure from Republicans and that he had immunity from a previously negotiated plea deal. The trial is scheduled to start June 20th. There's a severe storm threat from Alabama to Ohio today.
A major storm system traveling over the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee River valleys will bring dangerous conditions for millions today, including a significant risk for large, dangerous tornadoes, hurricane-force wind gusts, large hail, flooding rainfall, and quite a bit of snow, depending on where you live. Part of this energy will help develop a coastal storm later this week, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, coastal flooding, and measurable snow to the northeast.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Janice Dean. One of the oldest hotels in Las Vegas closes its doors today.
The iconic Tropicana Hotel and Casino has stood on the Las Vegas Strip since it opened in 1957, and today it closes its doors. It's one of only two on the Strip that date back to the 50s, and demolition is set for later this year to make way for a new Major League Baseball stadium. On Saturday, about 175 performers who'd been on stage at the Tropicana gathered at the hotel to say their final goodbyes. Fans of the Tropicana can own a piece of it. International Content Liquidations is handling the sale of the contents. Everything from guest room furniture, linens, gaming stools, and even the iconic chandelier from the Havana Club. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The last survivor of the Pearl Harbor bombing of the USS Arizona battleship has died at his home in California. Lou Contra was 102 years old, one of 335 surviving sailors. 1,177 died on board the Arizona, about half of all Americans killed in the 1941 attack. Contra retired as a lieutenant commander, serving 28 years in the Navy. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. First ordinance to ban tobacco-flavored products in Illinois takes effect in Evanston. Ban covers all flavored cigarettes, vaping pens, and rolling papers. City passed the ban last November in efforts to discourage tobacco use because of its health risk. Retailers say they worry about losing sales to stores that can still sell flavored tobacco products in nearby communities. Illinois heading in the right direction as the end of the flu season approaches. Public health revealed Friday respiratory virus levels across the state trending down. Flu season typically ends in May, and they say fewer people turning up in hospitals because of it. COVID hospitalizations down by 20% last week. Champaign Police soliciting community feedback as part of an on-site assessment of the department's operations. This week, a team of auditors for the Illinois Law Enforcement Accreditation Program will be in Champaign to review the Champaign Police Department's policies, procedures, operations, management, and support services. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5, and good morning. First time in my career, actually, I've given up control of the board. This has never happened, except when I'm not here.
It should be an interesting show.
Well, it very much should be. I gave the controls to Diane. I'm going to St. Louis on Thursday, she's got to know where all the buttons are. So,
She's a professional.
So I'm like the driver's license guy that sits next to you, and I'm watching.
You just have your permit then.
I have probably broadcast hundreds of times somewhere else, but this is different because I'm watching her and I'm thinking that's not how I do it. That's not how I do it.
The levels are too high.
Why don't you turn left up here? Why don't you turn right over here? Get in. Anyway, good morning.
Here, I'll offer this up right now. You know that aux button. I think we need to push it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. This is a unique experience. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning. It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier, brought to you this morning by Busey for over 150 years. It's Busey, member FDIC. Well, it's a beautiful April 2nd, my friend.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Mild temperatures.
Way. Yeah.
That's good.
No, you're right. I was just kind of perusing the rainfall reports and getting a little muddy out there. But this too shall pass. Hang in there. We'll get out in the fields. 140 in the gauge at Ogden St. Joe. Arthur had 3.61 and a comparable 2.5 to almost 3.5 inch totals as you ventured south and southwest down towards the Lake Shelbyville area. Thank goodness we missed out on the hubbub of severe weather. Never expected it really to get up in our general neck of the woods. It did play out at and south of I-70. Lots of tree and power line issues down around Carbondale and that band of at least severe weather as if the Ohio moving through western Kentucky and the soaking rains of the overnight temporarily east of Indianapolis, but more are building back to the west of us. As you pointed out, nice morning temperature-wise. We're about 58, 59 here at Philo, 59 at Willard and Savoy, 58 downtown, 57 at Rantoul. For a time, we should be able to swing to about 60 to 65 before the rains and the actual cold front and deepening low just slightly west of us move our way. And as that low deepens, two things. We'll get into some additional scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms later this morning and this afternoon. But the winds will shift around southwest and they'll pick on up at 25 to 35, gusts 45 to 50 miles per hour. Hence, not only do we have the ongoing flood watch in effect, but wind advisories as well through early on this evening in some spots with winds to 40 miles per hour to the west and turning much colder if the rain wasn't enough. We'll throw a little snow into the mix after midnight. Low down to 35. Tomorrow, windy, much colder. A little snow in the air. Maybe on the ground, too. A couple of rain showers for the afternoon and 42. Still a couple of snowflakes Thursday. Cold at 44. That's 10 shy of normal. Back close to 50 Friday. More normal highs. Saturday, 55. We go right back in the other direction. Up near 60 on Sunday with a late day shower and a couple of more showers and thunderstorms for the big solar event Monday and Tuesday next week. And by a week from now, we're up around the 70 degree mark. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, good morning again. Good to have you listening. I am Stevie J. It's Kenneth Gray. Kenneth, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Stevie.
University of New Haven Senior Lecturer of Criminal Justice, Homeland Security, Emergency Management, Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice. You're just all over this thing. You know about bad guys and how to catch them. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so what is the phone feature that has powered a surveillance technique used to catch bad guys?
So the FBI is engaged in a arms race with people who want to remain anonymous. And in some cases, people are using apps to try to disguise who they are. And in this particular case, those apps have to know where the phones are. And so they use what's called tokens to be able to keep track of the phones that it's using that particular app. The Bureau has figured out that it can obtain those tokens and find out through Google and find out through Apple who has the phone that the token is being passed to. So it can be used in criminal cases to be able to track down people who want to remain anonymous using those apps.
See,
in some cases, it's pedophiles, some cases terrorists, some cases murderers.
Why would I care if the government knew where I was, unless I'm doing something nefarious?
Well, we do have the ability to have the protection of privacy, of civil liberties. You may be engaged in some type of action that you don't want the government to know about. So you use apps like this here to try to remain anonymous. Maybe you're trying to be active politically. Maybe you're trying to encourage people to do things. But you might also be using it for criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you're using it for criminal activity that the Bureau gets involved.
And I totally get it because it can get really creepy, but it's already creepy, Ken. It's already creepy because people can Google house your and come by your porch. I mean, it's just like, is there really privacy? I think it's kind of a joke when all these people, the credit cards and banks send privacy notices. You're cutting down trees unnecessarily, Kenneth.
We live in a surveillance society. There are cameras absolutely everywhere. Your phones track your daily progress. It shows where you are at any given time. So really, this is just one more of the bricks in the wall of a surveillance society.
Okay, but you know what? When I talk about taking a trip to the Caribbean, why do I get ads on my phone? My phone's supposed to be shut off. Ken, is Siri asked me what's going on? I never ask her. It's creepy. This is iRobot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At the same time, you may have been Googling about taking a trip to the Caribbean. So it sees what you're looking at on the internet. It knows what you are interested in. And then it targets ads for you because that's money. That's where the industry is.
Yeah, so we can do a lot better when it comes to human trafficking, sex slaves, all these things. There's so much more we can do. The problem, and sadly, I hate to even illuminate it, is a lot of it.
Yeah, there is an awful lot of it. And it really is an arms race trying to use technology to remain hidden while the Bureau is trying to find out who the person is that's engaged in criminal activity. When it's used to try to combat criminal activity, that's when it's a good use. I would think that civil libertarians would not be opposed to pedophiles being tracked down. But at the same time, if it's being used for people's legitimate political activity or things that they are concerned with socially, then that's where it crosses the line into, going into your privacy, into your liberties.
Well, okay, so the road ahead for criminologists, the people that can figure stuff out, you'll never be without work, Ken, right? You'll never be without work.
Absolutely. I mean, people figure out all kinds of ways to commit criminal activity, and so law enforcement will remain very active.
Do you feel like you need a bath when you get done with the day because of all the bad guys you're thinking about or figuring out for helping FBI and law enforcement?
You know, when I was with the Bureau, it was much worse than it is now. Now I'm dealing with college kids who are trying to learn something to get a job afterwards.
Yeah, well, there's that. But, boy, it's amazing to me, the college kids and the crowd. Good luck getting them hired and stuff, right? You still there, Ken? We think we lost Ken. That was Ken Gray. This is what happens when you give up controls of the show. Diane is practicing for the Cardinal broadcast Thursday.
Yes, and see.
Happy birthday!
Oh,
Stevie.
We have a special guest.
Well, thank you.
Oh my gosh! What an honor to wish you a very happy birthday.
You're supposed to name that voice, Stevie.
Well, it's very familiar. How about that? I couldn't name Mike Ditka when he sang to me.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm.
We go back to Five Alive and when I was up at five, and I still got my certificate, and we go back a long way, and I'm just thrilled.
It's my friend Lulier, and the most active 40-year-old ever, Lulier and Mary. one of the kindest people and probably as good of an ambassador for the University of Illinois as there ever has been. I mean, I put you in the Lulier, Dyke Edelman kind of a legacy as far as love of university and service to your university, Lou. You've been all over it.
Thank you.
So,
but it's useful because you bring happiness to everybody.
Well, I appreciate
you are,
Lou. It's just what really amazes me is that you and Mary are not spring chickens anymore, and you're everywhere. Wow.
Well, not everywhere, but we are celebrating our 60th in Galena and taking a family.
Wow,
and, that's terrific.
That's the old Paul Harvey would have recognized as people like
exactly.
You celebrating 60 and together forever,
right.
Paul Harvey. I mean, that's just awesome. Well, you've been a great friend for many years, my friend. I really appreciate the call.
I want you to have a great day, and I sing to you. Spoil day, but you know we all love you and have just a great day, Stevie, and it's an honor and a privilege always to talk to you.
It's always my pleasure, Lou. Love you.
Thanks
and
for checking
Mary.
In,
thank
Lou.
You, Lou.
Have a good one. Go Illini.
Lou Lier, former awesome human being. One of the greatest guys I've ever met. Lou Lier, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Stevie.
You betcha. 7:16. Let's jump to morning sports. The Cardinals actually won last night. It's a hard road trip, but they played very well. They got great, great pitching from the new guy who came from Baltimore and won 15 times last year. Maybe this Kyle Gibson's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out with our Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Petco Park, the Cardinals got three runs after two outs in the first inning on the way to a 6-2 victory in San Diego.
Big day offensively for Brendan Donovan, who had three hits, including a home run, and also Kyle Gibson. First start as a Cardinal, he was able to go seven innings, was in command throughout, and he picked up the victory.
Home run for Wilson Contreras, his first of the year, Donovan his first home run, but the Cardinals played great defense behind Kyle Gibson.
Still haven't made an error this year. The Cardinals have just been spectacular defensively. A diving play in left by Donovan and a diving play in right by Jordan Walker.
Well, the Cardinals were able to put up 14 hits and win 6-2. And tonight they'll face Yu Darvish.
And they'll go with Miles Michaelis on the Cardinals side looking for a bounce back after his loss to the Dodgers.
We're on the air from San Diego at 7:45 with our pregame. Ricky will have the lineups at 8:30 Central Time. And I'll bring you the first pitch around 8:40. Michaelis against Darvish from San Diego.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So we have Illini women's basketball team beating the number one seed Washington State
by a lot, right?
Yeah, the final was 81-58.
Wow!
So the women's basketball invitational championship game tomorrow at 6 will be against Villanova in the Heckel Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. So go Illini!
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited about that. We also had the Cubs winning over Colorado 5-0. Detroit blanked the Chicago White Sox. But as you heard, we have St. Louis beating the San Diego Padres. So life is pretty good right now. We've got your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window, your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, and outdoor living. Kramer Siding and Window.
Everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Van vicinity as expected. So we get everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Van vicinity as expected. Some pretty good soaking rains across the area. Inch and a half and as much as 3+ down around the Lake Shelby area. Thank goodness we missed out on the severe weather. Lots of reports coming in on that I-64 corridor east of Carbondale. This low is still intensifying. Still some rains to the north and west. And as we get into this cold air up aloft, even a couple of thunderstorms will redevelop later this morning and more so this afternoon. 60-65 on temperatures, but cooler to the north and west. And readings will slide here As the afternoon wears on, a powerful southwesterly wind will get going, gusts to 50 miles per hour in spots later this afternoon and evening time. Windy turning much colder tonight. Shower or two of rain early and mixed snow after midnight, 10 to 35. The west wind gusting above 40. For the day tomorrow, windy, much colder. A few showers of snow in the morning. Rain in the afternoon, up to 42. Snow shower Thursday morning, up to 44, but up near 50 on Friday. 55 Saturday, 60s on Sunday, and low 70s early next week.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Banking regulators are looking into the large investments made by index funds in U.S. banks. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street manage more than $23 trillion, and they each now hold more than 10% of shares at many banks. They are exempt from tough banking regulations as long as they remain passive investors. Shares of United Health, Humana, and CVS Health are all slumping. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will pay 3.7% more for Medicare Advantage plans next year. Investors were hoping for a slight increase. Drug company Acorda Therapeutics has filed for bankruptcy protection. However, it says another pharma business, MERS Therapeutics, has agreed to buy substantially all of its assets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
So, you know, it's kind of the This Is Your Life game.
Well, but see, that's my vision. You said you wanted to run the board so that you could get practice for Thursday, and exactly. I gave up controls of the program.
I did.
So I have no say in what's happening. I'm standing not at the board where I'm normally in control of the program. I'm not.
Well, I have a woman checking in. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. And we need a birthday greeting for the birthday boy.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Gracie, honey.
No.
Sounds like that.
Keep talking. Okay. And, you know, we were thinking hints of how you guys met.
Yeah, the first time we met was about 2 years ago at Billy Brew's.
Okay. Still nodding.
See, I've hit an age where it's like... Psychologically, mentally, I'm struggling simply because I've got it. My mom joined the 29 Club, and I probably need to join that.
Yes.
So just to keep my mind.
Okay, when you were at Billy Brew's, were you with the family then, or?
No, I was serving the family, and it was a surprise visit.
Awesome.
Okay. He still needs some more clues. I think I'll bring in the backup here. I've got two people on the line.
Yeah, Diane has done this without my knowledge,
exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, but thank you. You're so sweet.
All right, could voice number two come in with a birthday greeting?
Yeah, hello, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
He's still
you don't understand. The age I've hit is a mental block. I now know nothing and forgotten everything.
So that's
Diane, I didn't think this would be so embarrassing. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Okay, okay.
Well, he had Mike Ditka call me and sing, and I had no idea who it was.
That's so true.
I didn't recognize his singing. I'd never heard that. We have that somewhere in the archives.
Yes, we do. Okay, so they're both involved with fitness with you. I wanted to hit different aspects of your life.
Well, that would be CrossFit. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I'm doing.
And so we have the big owner of CrossFit, right? Christian.
Yeah. Christian, is that you?
Right.
I just didn't talk enough.
And the other one is actually engaged to me, so.
It's Christian and Riley. See, you guys, oh, brother. But the number is just, I'm embarrassed because I'm very old now, so it really, I'm struggling with that. Well, I thought you went to coffee, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did, but it's over. I'm caffeinated. I'm ready to go. And, you know, Diane, I didn't get a share, but, I mean, I will take a moment to brag. Dad's time of sandbagging is over. You know, he's hit the highest number of his life as far as age, but I fully believe he's probably as fit as he's ever been.
Yeah.
We just had a worldwide competition at UAG where it's called the CrossFit Open. And Dad finished, I believe, top 50 in the world in his age division.
You're kidding.
Don't let him sandbag anymore.
That's awesome. The dude is fit.
He's an absolute dog, and anyone who goes to UF knows how hard he works. So, super proud of your transformation of fitness.
Well, you told me if I go more, things will go faster from the standpoint of fitness. And, I'm very humbled to be around you and your buddies because you're so off the charts. So I look at that, and my brain thinks I'm, 25, and my body says you're not, and so I have to, I have to temper it down. I was probably a huge leap last night when I had to stop the workout because I was cramping in the lower back. But the fact that I did stop was huge growth because there's no way I wanted to stop.
Yep.
But Christian has been owning. This is into his second year of ownership at UF CrossFit at 5th and University. And he has built a culture there that is just off the charts from the standpoint of popularity. And it is real family that he has created. Christian, you've done an outstanding job on just your instincts of how to run the place and how to help others lead. And it's a remarkable thing. And Riley Suits is just a remarkable kiddo. I mean, she's bronze tablet, University of Illinois.
Right?
And she is an outstanding. We're so excited to have Christian and Riley get married in August, and it's a blessed event. And I'm just every time.
Congratulations!
Every time I see Riley, I try and temper it, but I say, Riley, it just she probably gets really sick of it. But I just Riley. Anyway, love both of you, and so kind of you, Christian and Riley, to call me. I apologize.
Yeah, well, absolutely. No, I'm happy to be on, and Dad, just want to say that you're just the ultimate companion. You've been the best friend for me for my entire life, and it's just CrossFit is just a testament to who you are just because of the way that you dive headfirst into anything that your kids do, and just most supportive dad ever, and it's just been awesome being teammates in everything we do, whether it's business or golf or whatever it is. You've always been there, and so happy birthday. Love you a lot.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Aw, so sweet. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
for checking
Riley.
In.
Thanks,
have a
Christian.
Good day.
See you in a little bit. Thank you. Thank
All
you.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Can't recognize anything. So let's maybe you give
in
me
In Riley's defense, she is a little bit of, treble in her voice and does sound like a young lady.
Well,
and
she is a young lady, but I mean, she, but
been
she,
anybody.
She is, just, yeah.
Right.
She's off the charts. And Christian is, this gym is just unbelievable. It's just, you have to sign up for classes like 2-3 days ahead now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting in there, and there's 6 continents represented at UF CrossFit because it's a university kind of area. And so we have so many friends from all these different nations. And the one thing in common, we get after it. And it's there's no question I'm in the best shape of my life physically. Mentally,
Obviously. And,
listen, Darlene, I really enjoy working with you every day, too.
Anyway, we're going to get to Fox News coming up next here on ESPN 93.5. Happy birthday, Steve.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A seven-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump writes to check $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case so he can appeal the ruling against him, plus prevents the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, from seizing his property. Meanwhile, he's on the road today.
Trump will hit the campaign trail again today with stops in Michigan and Wisconsin, reaching out to disaffected voters on issues like immigration and the border. Meanwhile, we don't have any public events we expect from the president, but if we see him, we'll give him a question or two if he'll talk to us.
White House saying this morning President Biden will travel to Wisconsin and Illinois next Monday, April 8th, stopping in Madison and Chicago. One boy killed, two others seriously wounded in a school shooting in southern Finland. Authorities say the shooter and all the victims are 12 years old. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A leading travel magazine has ranked Peoria among the top 10 best places to live in Illinois. Travel and Leisure placing Peoria 7th on its list, just ahead of Rockford, Moline, and Chicago. The magazine listed Peoria's affordability for its ranking, with median home prices priced at $114,000, more than $200,000 below the national average. A building partially collapsed in downtown Rantoul Sunday ahead of its scheduled demolition in a few weeks. The city bought the defunct Hallmark Gold Crown building just 5 months ago with the express purpose of tearing it down. City officials opted to delay demolition until after April 15 as an accounting firm neighbors the East Sangamon Avenue building. They wanted to allow full access until tax day. Figures from the Bureau of Labor Stats shows union membership is at a record low in Illinois, despite surging membership numbers elsewhere. The Illinois Policy Institute reports this followed a drop of 17,000 the year before. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And we have your weather forecast that's brought to you by Carl. Monitor your skin regularly and talk with your doctor about any changes. For more information, you can visit carl.org/cancer. We are in April 2nd, so let's find out how the weather looks with Greg Solier.
So again, everyone, let's check weather. For East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van Nuys vicinity as expected. Some pretty good soaking rains across the area, inch and a half, and as much as 3+ down around the Lake Shelby area. Thank goodness we missed out on the severe weather. Lots of reports coming in on that I-64 corridor east of Carbondale. This low is still intensifying, still some rains to the north and west, and as we get into this cold air pull off, even a couple of thunderstorms will redevelop later this morning and more so this afternoon. 60 to 65 on temperatures, but cooler to the north and west, and readings will slide here. As the afternoon wears on, a powerful southwesterly wind will get going, gust at 50 miles per hour in spots later this afternoon and evening time. Windy turning much colder tonight. Shower or two of rain early and mixed snow after midnight, 10 to 35. The west wind gusting above 40. For the day tomorrow, windy, much colder. A few showers of snow in the morning. Rain in the afternoon, up to 42. Snow shower Thursday morning, up to 44, but up near 50 on Friday. 55 Saturday, 60s on Sunday, and low 70s early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, ESPN 93.5 Tuesday. Glad you're listening. You can always text in on the Fisher National Bank text line. Is 217-359-2255. He's a pollster, American Pulse Research and Polling, host of Political Trade Secrets. It's a podcast, Dustin Olson. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning. How's it going today?
That's great. You're in the polling world where you can be a hero one day and a goat, and absolutely not the greatest ever, the bad dude that doesn't know what he's talking about the next. How do you like that business?
I love it. And the fact is, really, what I get to do is I get to give, really, the American people, I get to amplify their voice. That's really what I get to do.
But how do you get good stuff? What is a good survey statistically? Is it, you know, sample? Is it actually reaching people that are random? How does it work?
Well, the first thing is, and we're going to bore people with statistics here, but a randomized sample is the most important thing. And then after that, what we call multimodal, you can learn more about this at AmericanPulse.us, but multimodal survey, which means that we use our live interviewers, talk to real people. We use text to web for people who never answer their phone. Mm-hmm. And we can use other tools like that to get all sorts of demographics involved, and then make sure that they represent the talk as they actually are.
But it's always been hard to reach a 22-year-old man. How are you getting that? I mean, they're just not doing it.
You know, actually, it's interesting. Today, in this day and age, it's actually easier to get a 22-year-old man or 22-year-old woman on the phone and talk to them. So live answer using live interviewers is actually one of the best ways to get them to engage. But, you know, also we use online panels occasionally and sparingly, though a lot of the trash polls out there, and that's what we affectionately call them, are exclusively online panels, which people are paid to participate in. But
All right, so Dustin, you run, what's it called? How can people connect with you to see if you know what you're doing, Dustin? I want to know that. How do we find Dustin?
So with American Pulse Research and Polling, and people can go to pollingclub.com that can actually get access to our publicly available polling. Most of our surveys are private to our customers, but we do a number of publicly available. And we have quite a few interesting polls on immigration, on the economy, on all sorts of issues that are affecting the American public.
All right, so how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this for, I've been in politics and doing polls for about 22 years, I think.
Awesome. Okay, so who did you have in 16?
In 16, I predicted Donald Trump.
Come on, man. Well, who'd you have in 20?
we actually predicted a half point difference. So
listen, because 20 was just.
I don't remember exactly, but for national, I think we had Trump losing.
Well, it was an anomaly, I think, because just from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., the thing changed, and I don't like what happened, and so I'm called a conspiracist if I question anything. But
it's you're not a conspiracist if you have questions about elections, and having worked in elections for a very, very long time, I've never seen an election that didn't have some sort of issues, so okay. To be told that everything's perfect now is kind of funny, but as far as that goes, that's national. The problem is when you talk about this, it gives you an idea of which way the country's going. However, a national survey, that's not how we do our process, an electoral college process. So
okay.
It really has to do with the states. We didn't have state level in that one. But I would have expected that we would have won 2020, but our national poll, I think, had us down by half of it.
All right, so when I say Quinnipiac, Fox News, I mean, is there one out there you would say they're pretty good at it? I mean, there was some guy with the bow tie that was on Fox all the time, and then he's disappeared because he was wrong, but he had it in 16, so everybody went to him. And so once you lose that and you get a lot of attention, they kind of quit calling. So is there another poll out there you say, you know what, they're pretty good? Real Clear Politics, I mean, who do you say is decent at it?
So Real Clear Politics is an aggregate of polls,
right?
And that's useful. But here's the thing, everything, as far as polls go, these are a snapshot in time, and the best you can get from it is this is what people think right now,
okay.
And then get the sense where the trend is going. So
November 1 is what I care about. Your poll November 1 is one that really, really matters, right?
Yeah, but, you know, it's really not useful because at that point all the decisions are made. And, you know, there's nothing much to talk about because we're going to the polls.
Okay.
Really, the key for me on polling is messaging and getting a sense for what matters to the American people and making strategic decisions. So if you're going to hire a pollster, you need to hire them for the purpose of helping you create a roadmap for how do you win your election or how do you get your product to market. Like, what is it that the market cares about? What does your audience care about? What would be the right message to them? And that's really what you're doing, is you're trying to get a sense for the lay of the land and then coming up with a strategy for how you move forward. And that's what's actually useful. The horse race is always a problem because we have this this problematic thing in statistics called a margin of error, and you will always have a certain margin of error. And, you know, let's say it's 2%. Well, that's a swing of at least 4%. So
yeah.
You are, you know, that's a pretty big, wide open hole that you can drive a Mack truck through when it comes to national polls and national elections.
Well, and to me, Dustin, I feel like we can find out statistically if the election was fair and balanced because we know how many registered voters there are. And does that compare to the numbers that came in? We feel like there's a discrepancy.
Well,
there.
There's a number that's funny. Way off because there's like 158 million people that voted, and there were like 114 registered.
Right.
So something was wrong, but nobody's brought that up.
Right.
Well, so it would be naive for anybody to assume that there's every single institution in our country has been found to be corrupt at some point in the last few decades, and that there's only one that has 3,000 different municipalities, counties, everyone else who conduct them, and that they're the only ones who have never been corrupted. But I'm not saying that. You may very well think that's the case. But,
okay, hold on. Time out. I've got to read this for YouTube.
We have a disclaimer.
Even though, Dustin, that was the safest and most secure election in U.S. history. No kidding. UTTV requires me to say that or
right.
They'll cut me off.
Right.
So I just said it. So leave me alone. Okay, before I let you go,
It was never found out in a court of law. That's where we decide whether elections are legitimate.
Yeah. Okay, Dustin, before we let you go, meat and potatoes here. What do the people care about in this election?
Immigration and the economy. Those are the two top issues, but something that's interesting in the Gallup poll, by the way, you're asking who are good pollsters. Gallup has generally been, they came up with polling.
Okay.
They've been generally pretty good. The Real Clear Politics average of polls, it depends on which polls they include.
Right. No, I get
some
you.
Of the outcomes.
Well, there's no question some are way off. But
In the Gallup poll, though, they have, you know, immigration, inflation, the economy, and something that's interesting that's jumped up is crime and violence.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised by that. Yeah. But what between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, does the electorate feel that it's a lesser of two evils? Can RFK Jr. have an impact as a third candidate on the ballot?
He definitely already has an impact, and at least in our polling, he polls the same from both candidates. Now, I don't expect it'll be that way all the way through, and I personally think, this is just me surmising from watching the campaign so far. Hell hath no fury, like an RFK scorned. They pushed him out of the Democrat primary.
Mm-hmm.
They have denied his Secret Service protection when he's even had people show up with guns at his events. And it's like, it is so in your face, and now they're suing to try to keep him off the ballot. And his pick for vice president, who is a very credible Silicon Valley executive, but she's definitely more of a left-wing voice. And I think he's going to impact Joe Biden. And he recently has said that Joe Biden is a greater threat to democracy than Donald Trump. So that is, I think that's going to be, it's going to be RFK can make the difference and actually decide who next president.
Dustin Olson, another minute on the Tapman's Toy and phone line. Dustin, when you get down to it and we get to vote, at this point, is it looking more favorable to Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Well, the general take for the last 6 months has been getting that it's strong for Donald Trump. I would say that there's been a bit of a bump for Biden in the last few weeks to the month. Right now, realtor politics average of polls have the race about 1 point for Donald Trump nationally. But as I said, this is the electoral college is what matters.
Yeah.
And in swing states, it's a little bit more solid for Donald Trump. But, you know, they're pulling out all the stops and, pushing as hard as they can. And they're even trying to make it that Donald Trump is the open borders guy and that Joe Biden is the guy who's trying to secure the border, which is crazy on its face.
Listen, if we fall for that, then we deserve it. Right?
Exactly.
You got it. Dustin Olson, I mean, I'm really going to start. What is your monthly fee to really get into your stuff that you allow? And it's smart because you got to be paid for your work. So what does it cost to follow and really get your stuff?
Well, to follow us and just get the bare knuckles of what we're doing, it's about $50. So that is definitely doable.
$50, what, $50 a week?
A month. To just get the...
Pretty good stuff. That's pretty. I mean, specific information is always super expensive, and $50 a month for this, if you're really into it and want to know, is not very much. So that's awesome.
It isn't. It isn't. If you want to commission your own poll, it's about $10,000 to $20,000.
For sure. Okay, how can people find Dustin Olson?
Go to pollingclub.com. You can get all the American polls publicly available polling there, and you can follow us, join the polling club.
Listen, good work. Keep it up. We need good information out there. Thanks for being on.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Dustin Olson is his name. Pollingclub.com.
ESPN 93.5.
And now, Kelsey Briggs, owner of Salon 105 in Mahomet.
We're trying to bring something big to a small area and bring luxury into our small community. It is definitely a dream come true. I knew from a young age that I always wanted to do hair and own a salon, which is why I got a business degree, and it has led me here. And the growth has just been so much faster than I anticipated, but it's been amazing. One thing that really sets us apart as a salon is our team. We have such an amazing atmosphere. Everyone is so respectful to each other, and it's pretty essentially a drama-free zone. We do a lot of team building and hang out with each other outside of work so that we can get to know each other on a personal base, which makes our environment very welcoming to anyone who comes in.
Salon 105, providing friendly, personalized service through a terrific, highly skilled team. To book your appointment, visit salon-105.com. That's salon-105.com. Yeah, Kelsey Briggs is awesome. She's got a great team out there. Thank you for the person who texted in when I sound a little clueless on voices that are coming on the radio this morning. I said, now you know how Joe Biden feels.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
April 2nd is Stevie's birthday, and I'm playing the bump music for a person on the line now. Go ahead, caller. Wait, maybe I don't have the right one plotted up. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, happy birthday, Stevie.
Well, that's Kent because you're playing Black Betty. That was enough of a clue. Thank you so much. Kent Brown, he ran the show.
Yeah.
Josh is the figurehead, and Kent Brown really ran it. So that's what I'm saying anyway. Kent Brown, how's retirement?
Stevie, you know, I would advise it for everybody. I would recommend it for anybody who could do it. It's not bad. Pretty good.
Well, right. I tell you what, I could sell you a radio station. We could flip. I could go and be retired and stuff, and you could.
Stevie putting his feet up. There we go.
Hey, man.
Well, I'll tell you, Stevie, I don't put my feet up very often. So I'm teaching a class on campus a couple days a week, and I've got this title of athletics historian in the athletic. So any request that comes in that deals with anything like 10 years or older that gets sent to me. So it's pretty good gig I got going.
Well,
right now.
I have the only couch in the county that can hold your big body.
Yeah, I love that couch. It's the best one I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
You can lay down on this and not hit either arm. It's awesome.
It's exactly right. I love it. I was like, how's that made? Is that made for like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or what?
Yeah, that's
incredible.
You know, I wanted to kind of talk through some things, and I know I heard that Vontae Davis passed away at the age of 35. Did you know him, Kent?
Well, yeah. I mean, Vontae obviously was one of our all-time great players. He was a terrific cornerback that Ron Zook recruited here in the early 2000s. Was a big part of that 2007 team that defeated top-ranked Ohio State, went to the Rose Bowl, and ended up being a first-round draft pick, had 10 years in the NFL, and just always a friendly, happy guy. And so it'll be interesting to see what the details are. But, I mean, when somebody loses their, you know, passes away at age 35, that's really, really a sad deal. It's way too young, and I feel very, very sad for his family and his friends and everybody who's around him. I haven't seen Vontae for several years, but yet he'll always be remembered as one of the all-time Illini.
Very sad.
One of those sad days, really, really sad deal.
Well, and spring football they're going on now, and of course,
but Kent doesn't know nothing about it. He didn't care about it. He's done. He's done with that. You don't have to talk about.
Will you go to that game on April 20th?
No, he's not going to that game. He's got garage sales to go to, for crying out loud. He's going to estate sales. He's doing all that.
No, listen, I'm planning to go to the spring game. I just don't have to go to practice anymore, and that's the best part of one of the best parts about being in retirement is those are things I don't have to do anymore. So
right.
Well, just for what it's worth. You sound younger.
I feel younger, Stevie.
Well, you sound like crazy. We got to get a Gus Macker team together because I could just kick it into you and you kick it out to me.
There we go.
I shoot it, you rebound.
Well,
boom.
And speaking of basketball, the WBIT championship for our women. Congratulations to them.
They got a big game. They got that should be a lot of fun to watch them play. Tomorrow night, right? I think that's when it is in Indianapolis.
Villanova.
Yeah. But you know what? We had Shauna on like a month ago, and I said on behalf of Josh Whitman, I'd like you to sign this contract till 2050. I am a big fan. I think she's the real deal. You're going to have a flight risk there when Geno retires at Connecticut and some of these other big jobs because I think she's that good. So it's exciting because this is the process. Make the NCAA last year was like, what? And then to make this extended season, regardless of the tournament, it's great experience. It's going to be awesome. Kent Brown, when are you going to come in and lay on my couch?
Yeah, you tell me, buddy. I will always.
Anytime. You're always welcome.
I will always step down and appear with and with you. You know, somebody's got to provide a little bit of baseball balance to those guys in the afternoon, those sports guys at the end of the day.
Cubs win in a home opener 5-0 over Colorado.
I think the Cubs have maybe the best manager in baseball. Craig Counsell, I think, is as good as it gets, and for them to go get him is just huge, I think. I think he's great.
But he's very good. Yeah. He's a guy I always hated until
we hired him. Well, Kent, I appreciate the call in, my friend.
Thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much.
Hey, one last thing. You know, I just want to say, you know, we probably all got to know you, all of us who listened over the years, way before you got to know us. And always want to thank you for everything you do for the community. And you've had nothing but positive influence on everybody in this Champaign-Urbana and Philo community. I mean, Philo, the center of the universe, as you aptly named it. So anyway, thank you for all those years, and happy birthday. Hope you have a great day today.
Thank you, my friend. See you soon. Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Go Illini.
ESPN 93.5.
All right, I've got your weather forecast, and it is brought to you by the Urbana Park District, and they have a Martin Luther King Peace March coming up April 4th between 5:30 and 7. It takes place on the 56th anniversary of the civil rights leader assassination. They had inclement weather on January 16th to postpone some of the services they were planning. So again, this Peace March will come up on Thursday starting at 5:30. We've got Greg Soyer's forecast, which is looking pretty good for today. Here on ESPN 93.5.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze Central Illinois, Champaign, and Ben is Saturday, and the sprawling and still intensifying storm system is centered right over Central Illinois, making its way slowly to the east. Well, the main batch of overnight and significantly heavy rainfall east of Indianapolis, stronger and severe storms as expected playing out and south of I-70 and closer to the I-64 corridor. Currently, in some of the rainfall totals as much as an inch and a half around Ogden-St. Joe and as much as 3 inches as you get down towards the Lake Shelbyville area back to the west. Still some additional rains in the parts of Iowa. Still some additional showers as the day wears on into the afternoon. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Temperatures will make a run to about 60 to 65 and slide back this afternoon as winds pick up out of the southwest. They'll gust to 45 miles per hour. Windy, cold tonight. A couple of rain showers early. Snow showers late. Low down to 35. Windy, much colder for the day tomorrow. Snow showers and rain showers across the area at 42. A snow shower Thursday morning. Windy, cold up to 44. Moderation for Friday and the weekend. For Stevie J, broadcasting at Meteorologist Greg Solier.
Champaign Park District's Dance Arts presents Snow White the Ballet, coming to the Virginia Theater Friday, April 5th at 7 and Saturday, April 6th at 2. Experience the beautiful story of true love as it unfolds on stage. Snow White the Ballet, April 5th and 6th at the beautiful Virginia Theater. Get your $16 ticket now at 356-9063 or stop by the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park in Champaign.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
Well, he is Dr. Todd. He's the pet pro. He's at Madison Kirby in Champaign. He's our veterinarian friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, we're doing good this morning, Stevie. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Doggies and thunder. We were raised with the, Johnny called him the king of all German shepherds, Troy, our dog growing up here in Philo. Mm-hmm. He said Troy's great, Troy, our German shepherd growing up, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather bit Hitler in the heel, so we're prideful of that.
I see.
Anyway, that's what Johnny says. We had Troy used to chase thunder. He used to run around, and when it stormed, he'd be all over the, because it's back before leash laws and just people were, dogs were out.
Yeah.
And so he ran around town barking at the sky because there's something about motorcycles and thunder. So that's fairly common with some dogs, isn't it, Todd?
Oh, I think so. If you're going to use my dog as a dogs as a sample population, I'd say at least 2-3% that the storms get them. And if it's not storms, it's travel or it's strangers or it's always something. All dogs seem to have some sort of phobia that can set them off.
Well, you've got that going on about time. What do you do with your herd? What can people do when their pet or their doggy or I suppose kitty get really traumatized by thunder and lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's there. I mean, I love my drug choices these days for anxiety, no matter what it is. I mean, whether it's 4th of July fireworks or, say, going to the vet, going to the groomer, traveling, people coming over with kids that they're not used to. We've got pills now that'll take the edge off of them without making them drowsy. And it just makes the world calmer for them, and you can see a difference in them. If your dog's pacing all the time, you can use it daily. If you just need it for the 4th of July, you can just do it the one time. One pill generally will last you all day. So it's good stuff we got available. And days like this just make me think, yeah, we're going to sell some trazodone today.
Yeah. Well, also the fireworks, we use some of the stuff for Bella and Charlie because they were really freaky about fireworks. Some people forget doggies really kind of. But you've got it all. It's at your shop, and people can come and find you. And where can they get you?
Well, Mr. Buffer will be on duty as soon as he finishes breakfast. And he can be reached at 217-355-5051. He likes texting over phone calls. He's not good on the phone.
No, and, you know, when I come visit, I'm taken back. Maybe because we have two small little puppies now. But I'm taken back by the size of the Buffer. His head is like a statue. I mean, it's just ginormous. He's just a baby. And,
yeah.
Woof. And folks, this is a dog that talks all the woof, 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 constantly, 24/7. Todd has earmuffs on all the time.
He's my door alarm. You know, he tells me when somebody comes in the door to find me in the back.
There you
go. But he's working on training everybody. Just you need to come in, he'll train you to where the treats are. We got a treat dispenser on the counter. And he makes sure everybody knows exactly where it is.
I love it.
So he buffs at that. I get that. Hand it to him. That's how it works. It's a cycle. It's perfect.
It's a cycle. Yep. He's probably gained like 3 or 4 pounds since we did this.
Yeah, that's not bad. Uh-huh. Dr. Todd, again, how people reach you? Texting is the best, huh?
Texting by far is the best. We're a little slow this week. I don't know. Taylor decided she needed a vacation. We got somebody out with injuries. And Gina's getting ready for puppies. So we're a little slower than normal, but 217. 355-5051.
Thank you, bud. Talk soon.
All right. All right, see you guys.
Dr.
Todd,
bye now.
Pet Pro, Madison Kirby, Champagne.
You know, we're going to get into some commercials before the top of the hour for Fox News, and I see Dane Danges on this Pacifica commercial, and now he's in the transfer portal.
He's going to leave, and the rumors are everywhere. We got a guy named, what, Jack Davis, who's the 6'6 kid from Mercer. He'll be a sophomore. He's a three-point shooter.
Jake Davis from Mercer.
Jake Davis from Mercer. Okay, well, this is going to be like, it was AJ Store on campus yesterday. Yep. That's what I heard.
This is where we're at.
You're going to have a bunch of
this. 1,200 people in the portal population.
So far. Okay.
All right, so we're wrapping up, and thanks for the greetings at 359-2255 as Stevie J celebrates his birthday here on April 2nd. ESPN 93.5.
Basketball star Dane Danger on Living at Pacifica on Green.
Hi, I'm Dane Danger. Pacifica living here is just very convenient. You know, a lot of things are around. A lot of my classes are around the corner. It's a lot of food and things over here. My facility is down the street as well. So, you know, for me, it's just very convenient. I'm standing here by myself, so I have a lot of space to myself. You know, it's good for me.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at PacificaOnGreen.com.
WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.